Number 1. Op Mobile 10 by Nechemia Azaz. This sculpture was installed in 1974 in the newly built Warwick Arts Centre. Its colours are the same as those that were originally used to paint the ceiling of the building. It's the work of Nechemia Azaz. He was born in Berlin in 1923 and grew up in Palestine. In 1946 he became an apprentice to a stonemason in Bologna and trained as a sculptor and a stained glass maker in Amsterdam the following year. With this training, he founded Israel's leading pottery school and art ceramic factory in 1956. He later came to live and work in Oxfordshire and has worked on many major architectural commissions across the world. He died in 2008. This work is one of two Azaz works bought by the University of Warwick. A wide range of materials have been used in his practice, such as wood, glass, copper, aluminium, and bronze. This sculpture has been made from square section aluminium tubing, an industrial material. Azaz has painted it using the colours of the spectrum. On one side are shades of blue, red, and violet from either end of the rainbow, and on the other side are shades of orange, yellow, and green from the middle of the spectrum. Watch carefully as the sculpture turns, and you'll notice that the underside of each section of tubing is painted in black. As it rotates, there's an optical effect that means that momentarily all the black areas are hidden from view. The sculpture is suspended on a steel wire, which comes down from a motor on the other side of the ceiling. The wire is shaped like the letter J, and you can see the nut that secures it on the lowest strut. The sculpture turns at the rate of 6 revolutions per minute, therefore each one takes 10 seconds. Moving sculptures that are suspended are usually called mobiles, one of those words which were originally adjectives but have now come to be used as a noun as well. Children may remember having a mobile in their bedrooms. The shape of the sculpture is like a hovering bird of prey. Indeed, the inspiration for it came whilst Azaz was making drawings of an eagle's wing. However, while these birds are usually brown, grey and white, the artist has used non-naturalistic colours, which in 1974 made it plain that this work had been specially designed for the Warwick Arts Centre. The moving colours give a sense of excitement which contributes to the atmosphere the Arts Centre tries to create for its visitors.